President Trump has been hit by a wave of criticism for accusing Jewish Democratic voters of disloyalty. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump doubled down, saying, quote, "You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel." His claim triggered a quick uproar from critics who said the Republican president was trading in anti-Semitic stereotypes. Joining us live on the WDEL Newsline is CBS News political consultant Leonard Steinhorn. Good morning, Leonard.
Hey, happy to be here.
With these comments, has President Trump miscalculated on Jewish Americans' allegiance to the motherland, especially among millennials and, say, younger Gen Xers?
Well, here's the thing. For Jews in America, the motherland is the United States, and to suggest that Jews should be loyal to another country is, you know, sort of trafficking in these long-standing anti-Semitic tropes that Jews are people who are, you know, care only about themselves and are loyal to something else beyond the country that they're living in. This has been used by every anti-Semitic government and leader throughout history to suggest that Jews are the other and don't belong in the country. So this really touches a raw nerve among many Jews, and I'm not altogether sure the president fully understands this. By suggesting that Jews are disloyal to Israel, well, American Jews are loyal to the United States. Mm-hmm. They support Israel the same way that Irish Americans support Ireland because of sort of those long-standing ancestral ties and also the set of values that they believe Israel represents. But to suggest the issue of loyalty, that just touches on a nerve, and it makes lots of Jews very, very, very anxious.
Fair enough. Are they as anxious when Representative Omar and Representative Tlaib make the remarks about Israel, in fact, referring to it as Palestine? Are they equally as irked?
Well, I mean, I think there's deep concern about certain statements. For example, when Representative Omar talked about the Franklins, meaning the Benjamin Franklins, the $100 bills, mm-hmm. and suggesting that money is a factor that drives Jewish sentiment and what she believes to be Jewish power. Yes, and that did sort of lead to a vote in the House of Representatives condemning anti-Semitism in all forms. So there's a great deal of anxiety in that sense. Coming from the President of the United States, however, that sort of raises the bar and raises the ante on all of this because of the voice that the President of the United States has. And I also think that Jews, even though what Representative Omar Tlaib said is disconcerting, they also realize that there is a problem in the Middle East, that there is a problem with Israel, that you have to deal with the Palestinian situation. Mm-hmm. And many Jews believe that the best thing for the state of Israel is to have a two-state solution in which those two peoples can live in peace in the Middle East. So I think to some extent, yes, they were very troubled by some of those statements that did veer into the territory of anti-Semitism, but also recognize that certain folks do believe that the Palestinians need to have some sort of political rights as a country or as a people. So that's where that mitigates the Omar and Tlaib versus the President of the United States trafficking in these longstanding stereotypes and caricatures about Jews.
Very well set up. And yet, if I may play devil's advocate, couldn't this be perceived, the president's remarks that is, simply as campaign rhetoric for him? After all, his Democratic opponent remains undetermined, and all those candidates continually take shots at what voting for him might say about you, the voter. Isn't it fair for him to serve up his own equivalencies, if for no other reason than to remain engaged in the war of words?
Well, there's a lot to unpack in that question, and it's a great question. So, point one, what makes Jews anxious is the idea that you politicize Israel as an issue and turn it into a partisan issue. One of the things that has sort of made our relationship as a nation with Israel special is the bipartisan support that both parties have given to Israel over the years. So to all of a sudden make it a partisan issue makes Jews even more anxious, because, again, it can raise all sorts of issues related to anti-Semitism and stereotyping. So that's point one.
Okay.
Point two is, I think, built into some of the president's thinking is this sort of transactional nature of politics, which is if I do A, then you will thank me for it because you will like what A is and you'll support me. So in this particular case, he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, moved the United States embassy to Jerusalem, and I think he thinks that, oh, okay, I did this for the Jews, now they will support me. But that's not how politics works. The Jews have a long-standing loyalty to the Democratic Party. In fact, 78-79% of Jews voted Democratic in the midterms. More than 70% of Jews voted for the Democrats in 2016. And that goes back decades all the way to Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal.
Sure.
And to suggest that one thing about Israel is going to do the trick, again, to many Jews, that's insulting.
Always love your insight. Leonard Steinhorn. He is the political consultant for CBS News. It's always great to have you on the program, sir. Really appreciate you enlightening us with sort of what's underneath the president's remarks.
Yeah, well, happy to be here, and those are great questions, so I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.